Hey, it's Ryman coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Just wanted to put out some thoughts there after we get some more injury news this week. Courtland Sutton out for the season. Now, I know we all had high expectations going into this year, and hopefully we can turn things around the second half of the season. But some of the chatter I am seeing online about Fangio has failed and Locke is terrible and, you know, cut Von Miller and all this other stuff, you know, whether it's feasible or not feasible, it's just surprising to me. And I know it's not all of Broncos country. Broncos country is a very supportive fan group. But just kind of crazy, some of the stuff I'm reading. Now, I was more excited than anybody for this upcoming season. Obviously, the pandemic hit and everything like that kind of changed things. But I thought we were going to surprise a lot of people this season. And sometimes you can't control the injury bug. I mean, let's think about this for a second. Drew Locke is out 2 to 6 weeks. Phillip Lindsay, 2 to 4 weeks. Von Miller, 3 months, likely the whole season. Courtland Sutton, the entire season. A.J. Boye, possibly another 2 to 3 weeks. Then we also lose Draymond Jones for 4 to 6 weeks. And we lose Devontae Harris, possibly for another week. DeMarcus Walker is likely out for a couple weeks. And then we go ahead and bring in Mark Barron, who used to be on Pittsburgh, and he can't even play because of a hamstring. Now, those are a lot of the major ones I'm mentioning right there. There's a few other ones out there, like Austin Fort, who's on injured reserve because of his knee, but his season stopped before it ever really kind of started in his role within the Broncos this season. But think about it for a second. So if we go down the list, Boye, Sutton, Miller, Lindsay, and Locke. Those were going to be our main five guys this year. Those are probably the five staples of the 2020 Denver Broncos, and none of them are playing. Can you think of another season in Broncos history where that's happened? I can't. I mean, I can think of the seasons where Elway was injured. Obviously, the season Terrell Davis was injured. The season we lost Ed McCaffrey. You can think of a lot of different seasons out there where basically it just ended up not working out the Broncos' way. But can you think of one where there were that many significant injuries at one point in time on the Broncos roster? There's been a few big, you know, clusters here and there, but I can't think of one in recent memory. So the way I'm looking at this season is I still think we're going to be good. Let's admit it, 2020 was going to be a cluster no matter what. I mean, think about it. Outside of the Broncos, there were 7 torn ACLs in the NFL this weekend. And it goes back to that whole thing I already mentioned on the last podcast. It goes back to no preseason, no proper training camp. And yeah, we're seeing the effects of that, unfortunately. And I think we're going to continue to see it as the season moves along. Some of the other people out there, the Drew Brees of the world and everything, that don't look like themselves. I think there's a reason they don't look like themselves. Do I think Brees is too old? No. Do I think he needed the proper prep? Yeah. So, interesting moving forward. But I'm going to take each Broncos game for what it's worth and hopefully can string some wins together and get a lot of the pieces back towards the end of the year. No Sutton is obviously going to hurt, along with no Miller on defense that we already, of course, all already knew about. But going to support these Broncos through 2020. And the one thing I think that could be a shining light of all these injuries, you never want to see anyone get injured, but the one thing that was the biggest concern about this 2020 squad was depth because of possible injuries. Well, here we are. And now all these players are having to step up. But it could, in result, develop that depth that we didn't have this season that we could easily have for the 2021 season. So I'm saying it right now. If we can avoid the injury bug next year, I can see us putting the pedal to the metal and just taking over the NFL next year and definitely being in the playoffs. I am calling it. 2021, we will be back in the playoffs if we cannot make a run the second half of 2020. Until next time, this is the Ryman with the Broncos Country Blitz.